This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, come on, really? 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 gazillion million other shows out there, but you've chosen this one. And that makes me very happy. It makes the sponsors real happy, too. Actually, it makes everybody happy. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And, you know, I don't know if you care. I don't know if you're watching. But, you know, the congressional baseball game looks like the Dems are going to slaughter, if you would. I know. Everyone's going to go, no. But you know what? It's baseball, right? In baseball, you get slaughtered. You get run over, right? I mean, it looks like the Dems are really just going to wipe the diamond. How's that? Wipe the diamond with the Republicans. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hopefully, if we can wake them up, our mad black man from Baltimore will join us after the break. And I really do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible Thumping, White Guy. Always, it'll keep you awake anyway. I'm so tired, especially over the last few days. I really love how much they're politicizing the shootings. You know, and you know I mean that in a way. It's amazing. Yeah, we need more gun control. We need more gun control, right? But let's not back down the rhetoric. And I think I talked about this the other day. There is a group of people that love to write me on a regular basis and tell me that the reason that the LGBTQ community... They have high suicide levels because of guys like me, because I'm always talking against them, because I won't accept them. And that's according to the LGBTQ people who either try to defend them or are part of it. And somehow today, with all the negative rhetoric that's going around, the Dems say this isn't because of anything they've done. So it's proof again in that weird way that everything that we say, everything that we do as Republicans. Has a direct effect on something, but nothing they do does, unless it's positive. In which case, it's all their fault, or all because of them, or all because of what they think and say. And I don't know if you knew this. I'd like to have one of those little. I don't even know what you call it. It's like this just in. Apparently, a University of Florida professor has produced a study. Notice I said produce. A study asserting that the concept of patriotism is drenched in whiteness. That's right. I'm a patriot, and apparently, if you're any other color than white, you're not. It implies that black people might just be un-American. Now, the paradox of black patriotism, double conscience, published May 31st in the Journal of Ethics and Racial Studies, is based on interviews with 22 black Americans conducted by Dr. Micah Johnson, a research assistant and graduate student instructor in the Department of Sociology. Now, Johnson reports that many of his subjects denounced patriotism when asked for their interpretation of the concept, and some even constructed alternate patriotic brands for themselves as a means of coping with the tensions of race and nation. Unreal. This this is in line with another course that explores the problem of whiteness. The biggest problem with whiteness is that we tan so much faster on the beach. It's very painful. Johnson said he was not surprised to learn that the black people have fewer positive connotations with patriotism than do their white counterparts, since patriotism casts whites as exclusively the true Americans. Really? I never thought... You know something? I consider myself a patriot. I never thought of patriotism as being a white thing, or a black thing, or a Hispanic thing, or. Hey, yo! I mean, seriously, there were people here from all over the world in the beginning, not just white folks. I mean, whatever. Insert that it's very difficult for black people to be patriotic in an era of publicized police killings of black Americans. And they go again. And they don't see, they don't care about numbers. They don't care about real, stats. They just don't care. They only care about what they feel. What they think and what they feel is truth. Which is why, and it can't seem to come together because it's what we were talking about the other day when we had they were doing the vigil for the gay and lesbian club down in Florida that was all shot up. And Black Lives Matter group came up there and kind of tried to take it away from them. So they can't even agree inside among themselves. Because they're so caught up in whatever I feel, whatever I think, whatever I believe is truth. And it doesn't matter what the stats are. And it doesn't matter what the science is. And the only time it matters what the science is, what the stats are, is when it comes out of our mouth. Then it matters. Johnson goes on to claim that patriotism expunges black contributions to America and signals that blacks are outsiders. I don't know what books he's reading. I don't know where is he learning this stuff from. I mean, seriously. I think it's sad that he would be pushing this. I grew up in the 70s. I learned about all kinds of contributions of black Americans or Americans who happen to be black to this country. He goes on to say patriotism expunges black contributions to America and signals that blacks are outsiders, parasite companions, merely by catching the nets of European conquest, arguing that that patriotism serves to essentially oppose a black. So if you're a patriot, if you're espousing being a patriot, a patriotism, that means you're against black people? I mean, seriously, I'd like to know the quality of crack these people are smoking. So, I don't know. I don't understand these people. None of this makes sense to me. Can you help me out? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800 800-
800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I pull our Mad Black Man from Baltimore on, Corey Duncan, I want to kind of round this off for a second here. Apparently, a professor at the University of Florida says that, you know, American patriotism is all about whiteness. Somehow blacks cannot, they cannot understand, they cannot line up with, there's just something about being patriotic that is very uncomfortable to black people, which I don't find that at all. Not in the least. Johnson, so the professor told a local news source that he was inspired to study the ways in which black Americans perceive patriotism because of the failure of folks, often in media or classroom, to fully understand the nuances and complexities of black people, especially in regards to the political ideologies, adding that he has been fascinated by this subject for years. The problem is the Yoho is simply overeducated. I mean, I don't know of anybody. I really don't. And maybe I hang around with the wrong people. I don't know. I do hang around with people of all colors and walks of life. And nobody I know attributes patriotism to a color. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dude, I am so sorry that you know, the 4th of July is coming, and that under patriotism, you just don't feel loved and wanted. I mean, I love you and I want you, bro, but I guess I don't know how to fix that for you.
Good evening to everyone, and always a pleasure to come on to you. And, you know,
Okay, wait a minute. We have a moment. We've stopped Corey. Corey's not able to say anything.
Anyone that knows me knows that I'm the most patriotic black man on the face of the earth, or whatever. But you know, I'm just trying to wonder. Hey, I mean, are we good and ready to get more towards socialism? Then, I mean, there's a lot of people out here that I use a term a friend of mine would always use, you know, people that just stuck on stupid, you know, SOS. I mean, I just don't understand, how is it only a white thing? Now, for 8 years, we had so many patriotic people, Beyonce, Jay-Z was patriotic and everything. Now that we have a white man in the White House, now is okay, so let's go back to being socialism and, you know, wearing the shirts, you know, the faces on the shirts of people from communist countries and this and that. I mean, my whole thing of it is, and I want to say that thumbs down, I have to throw this in there real quick, thumbs down to the NBA and the Golden State Warriors that say that they don't want to go to the White House. Or whatever. I mean, are you serious? Are you serious? I attended my daughter's graduation the other week, and it was a message from Melania and Donald Trump, and they was like that they made the announcement about this message from the President Trump, and you know, people it was like, you know, started to, you know, suck their teeth and grunting and stuff, and I'm like, and I said it out loud. I said, hey. Let's have respect, because for 8 years, I put up with Barack Obama. So, and they look at me like, you know, like, what's the devil? He's for this man, yes. Yeah. And I said, you know what? I stuck my teeth, but I still gave the man respect there. I said, I didn't agree with him, but I gave him his respect. I said, so you guys should do the same thing. But this stuff about going patriotism is only for white folks. I am right. Well, guess what? This shows a lot of patriotic black people out here. I know. I mean,
I love it. No, I do love it, because the way they come at it, I've done a study, and when I've come out with the 28 black folks that I interviewed, I always get the biggest kick out of that. And you know, this other thing that's been going on like crazy, we really haven't had a time to talk about it, is all these segregated graduations. I talked to a friend of mine early this morning, and he went to a graduation, drove down to a graduation that he didn't know until he got there, was a black-only graduation at a California public college. And I go, you're going to be kidding me. And he said, no. He said it was strictly for blacks, and then they were having another graduation for everybody. So I'm thinking to myself, Martin Luther King died for no reason. I mean, if that's really what it's all about, that if you really believe that Martin Luther King wanted segregation like this, I mean, really, think about this. Corey, doesn't this bother you, or doesn't this concern you?
Well, my thing of it is that, you know, Martin Luther King, that was a little bit before my time, but I understand where you're coming from with it, but Martin Luther King didn't preach this. And Martin Luther King didn't preach a lot of things that people have put in his mouth over the years or whatever. He was a nonviolent person. He wasn't violent. And, you know, a lot of these people that, you know, I actually sat for a couple minutes and was listening to Mr. Fruitcake Farrakhan, and I was listening to him, and I'm like, if this man isn't a hate monger, I don't know who is. Or whatever. And I'm just like, I just don't understand how people like this, how people follow and worship the ground of people like this. Go, you know, he's spurring hate and discord. So I'm just trying to understand. I just don't understand it. I mean, Well, but Martin Luther King, a lot of these people trying to patted themselves behind Martin Luther King. But if you're going to do that, first of all, Martin Luther King was a conservative. So, you know, like I always tell people, they need to do their research before you start, you know. And he had conservative. I don't know if he was all the way Republican or whatever, but he was a conservative. He had conservative values and conservative thoughts. And most times, the conservatives are, you know, they always try to say we're neocons and we're warmongers and everything like that. But no, we love our country. That's one. Two, we don't mind working for what we earn or whatever. And three, we love God, and most of us are Christians. So I think that's three things that the liberals have a problem with and the socialists have a problem with. Not the Democrats, but the socialists and the liberals.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that when you look at the picture, the bigger picture of what's going on here, it's a constant assault on Americanism. It's a constant assault because they perceive nationalism as so scary, when nationalism to a guy like you and me simply means we love our country first, we want to take care of ours first, we want to get ourselves situated first before we help anybody else. So isn't that what nationalism kind of means to you as well?
Yes, absolutely. I don't understand why for 8 years it was okay for everyone to wear red, white, and blue that was black on the 4th of July. And you know, when we would talk bad or whatever about Barack Obama, it was such a big problem about it. But now, you know, look, like I always say, I understand where Donald Trump comes from.
Hey,
I mean, where he's coming from, especially.
You got to hold that thought till we can go for commercial break, okay. And we come back. Now, don't forget, I want you to finish that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Okay. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have with you. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him right back, because I always have a good time when he's on with me. You can head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take whatever poll we have up there. I never really know what we have up there. And then but you can also buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Again, all the things you've been taught to hate, you don't have to hate. There's nothing scary about Bible-thumping white guys. Seriously. Ask Corey. He comes on with me every week. He's not afraid of me. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore, every week to give us a scoop as to what's going on in his community. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to come on, and I want to say a big hello to everyone in the chat room. I'm back, and I want to say another big hello to all my family, friends, and even the haters that try to sneak on Joe's page and listen. You don't have to do that. How about just stop being a coward and come on out and just say really who you are. Okay, I'm done.
Hey, Corey, you know, I knew it wouldn't take long. And so now what they're doing is the Dems are now starting to come around and scream that whole gun control and, you know, is this now that one of yours has been shot, like, right, one of yours has been shot. You mean like a human? Is that what you mean? One of ours has been shot now. Maybe we'll take gun control seriously. We've always taken gun control seriously. I find these people amazing. What are you hearing in your world? I mean, are they saying anything about gun control?
No, not really. I mean, if you talk about gun control, you talk about 19 shootings in 3 days in Baltimore last weekend. I'm quite sure.
Whoa. 19 shootings in 3 days in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And you're right. Usually in inner cities in the summertime, it gets exponentially worse, doesn't it?
Oh, it's about to really take off because, you know, with the kids getting out of school and everything, and then you got a lot of people that just walk up and down all night long while the real world, the real people that keep this country running and get out of rack every morning, they're sleeping, getting their rest. So, you know, but that's what you get with the liberals. But gun control is really, really, you know, I heard someone that was trying to propose a bill. I had to do some little bit more research into it. Was trying to propose a bill in Baltimore City for conceal carry. I said, wow. Now, that's the first I've heard today. I had to do a little bit more research into that to find out really, really what's going on with that. But that's the first time that I've heard that. But that's what we should be getting geared towards anyway, because, you know, at the rate things are going, it's almost like, you know, it's sad. We was all standing around talking about the other day just how these children and these kids are just killing each other left and right. Just like it's not anything, you know, just, you know.
Oh, it's part of the day. Just another part of the day, right? I mean, that's how they look at it.
Well, yeah. Well, see, the thing with it is they try to make it sound like that from our aspect, from the conservative aspect, that we just, you know, it's just another day and everything like this. But see, you have to understand that, you know, and Catherine Pugh, the mayor of Baltimore, she says that she was trying to reach out to the Nation of Islam to help. And I'm like, what is the Nation of Islam going to do? You guys, you know, this is the funny thing about all of this. These civilian police agencies, where you get these commanders and these commissioners that are in bed with the crooks and the politicians, they know who the people are. They know who the criminals are. But if you're on that payroll and you got something to hide, of course, I'm not. If you're paying me, why would I arrest you? So, I mean, I can make an arrest here and there to make it look like I'm doing something, but 2 days or 2 weeks later, you're right back at ground zero. So my thing of it is that when people sit up and they cheering, when they lock up, you know, like Marilyn Mosby stood up before everyone, they had a couple busts a couple weeks ago, and she was just pounding the pavement because she's trying to resurrect her foul up and everything, trying to resurrect her, keep her career the way it is. Or whatever. But the thing of it is just that, you know, they are dropping the ball. They're dropping the ball because you can't talk out both corners of your mouth and say, hey, we want to police and we want to do what we're supposed to do. But the real criminals, the ones that you know that are running gangs and things like that, you know who they are because you ask them to help you during the riot. Okay, so then you know who they are then.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So I would imagine, I don't know if you caught this, but last weekend there were, let's see if I can find it. God, I just had it up on the screen. There were, six shootings. Okay, I'm sorry, excuse me. There were six killings from Friday night to Sunday night in Chicago, all right? There were 37 other people that were shot, but just in a 9-hour spree from Saturday night to Sunday morning, there were 30 people shot, wounded, right? Now, they don't blame it on gang activity. They're not blaming it on any of that. You know what they're blaming it on? The high temperatures. So apparently, we need to do something. We have to do something about climate change. Because with high temperatures, it makes people who have guns, or at least stolen guns, okay, makes people in the inner city want to go out and shoot each other. So I don't know what we're going to do about this, but it sounds like a real serious. See, it doesn't sound like a gun issue now. It sounds like a climate. There it is, climate change. What do you think?
Well, anybody that believes that, even been standing next too much to the exhaust pipes, or they got some stuff they growing in their own backyard, some good meth or something. They got a meth lab somewhere. But anyway, I mean, that's idiotic. And you know, you have to listen to a lot of these people, and they come up with these stupid ideas. It's Trump fault. Or it's because of this or because of that. My thing of it is that this goes on every summer in the black neighborhood. That it goes on every summer. And it's not like this is something that just started. And to call on people that spread hate or whatever, not just all Muslims, but I mean, the Nation of, Louis Farrakhan, you call on the Nation of Islam to straighten out what? What is the Nation of Islam going to tell the Black Guerrilla family? What is the Nation of Islam going to tell the Crips or the Bloods? You know, my favorite is that, I mean, how could you say, what? You know, I just, it was a head scratcher to me. How do you ask for help from people that you say that you know that are criminals? You know that they're criminals. But yet you turn around and you say, well, I don't know why the violence is starting. You know why the violence is starting, and you can't blame it on global warming or global cooling, or whatever. That's the most idiotic, you know, it's just plain stupid. They know who they are. They're not going to go after them because they know if they go after them that they're going to probably tell them that, you know, they're going to probably, you know, that they won't be in office no more, or they'll be arrested or locked up. So, you know, it's all fun and games. You know what I mean? It's the same smoke and mirrors that we had with Mr. Slick, Mr.
listen. Why isn't Sharpton and Jackson, and why aren't those guys over in Chicago right now, you know, calling for peace, calling for calm? This goes on weekend after weekend after weekend, and the only guy talking about it is the white guy in California. It's just amazing.
Well, what I'll say is this. If these people claim that they're the humanitarians and they're the civic leaders that they claim, they only come out when a white person does something to a black person. They don't ever come out. You know, sad about what happened with the shooting, but, you know, why don't they come out and condemn stuff like that? Where's Barack Obama? Here's my question again. If Puff the Magda Dragon, Mr. Obama, is such the leader that he claimed he is, the humanitarian, the civic leader, the president of the world, why don't you go to Chicago? Come to Baltimore. You know, if he did stuff like that, hey, look, I can't talk about you if you're doing something. You know, that's like my haters. Don't talk about me if you're not going to step up and you're not going to do something.
Yeah,
you know what I call last week on your show the porch monkey syndrome,
oh,
or whatever, or the crab effect. Don't get mad at me. Why don't you step your game up, like everyone else should step their game up? Because people like me ask me the same thing. Well, why don't you step your game up and do something about it? Hey, what I want to do about it, you guys don't like it. You guys don't want the rule of law because see, with me, if I was a mayor of Baltimore City, they probably would be trying to impeach me because it would be a whole lot of. So police, and to get this straight, you're gonna have to bend a couple laws. You're gonna have to maybe bounce a couple people around to really, really, really make a dent in something. And that's the only way that you're gonna get it done. Because this stuff with, you know, turning, talking out both corners of your mouth, trying to blame Whitey or trying to blame this person or that person.
All right. Hey, we got to get your blood pressure down. We got to go for a quick break. Don't go far. I'm a capitalist. We got to pay for the show. We'll be back in a minute with our mad black man from Baltimore. Don't go far.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Pertavite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Pertavite is nutrition you can feel. Pertavite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. I don't know who put this up in the chat room. I forgot to write the name down. I am sorry. But she said she saw a good point earlier, the Dems and the Republicans praying on the baseball field before the charity game tonight. But why can't they do? Why can't they let the rest of us do that, like at, you know, schools and other places? Why do they stop us then? Good point. I'm sorry, I forgot who wrote it, but it's a good point, and I do appreciate the time you guys take putting that stuff in there. Let me bring him back on. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week to kind of bring some sanity and or clarity to the show. Right, Corey?
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to appear. I just want to say once again a big hello and thank you, everyone, for the support that's in the chat room that supports me and other conservatives like Joe and a lot of my other friends that allow me to appear on their show. So, and also my haters. I have to always say hi to them.
Well, I was, and you've been through this. You've actually gotten emails to this effect. I get a kick out of it because when they were on my case that I couldn't speak about this stuff because I wasn't black and I can't speak about women's issues because I'm not a woman. You know, they go through all this stuff that I can't do, and then I bring you guys on to talk about it from your point of view, and I'm paying you to say that. So it's like it really doesn't matter what you put in front of them. They're not interested in the truth. They're only interested in their truth, what they believe, what they think, and that is what the gospel truth is to them, isn't it?
Absolutely. well, they're not just attacking us about you. They even attacking me about my personal life and things that I post about my kids and everything else. And even my character, who I am and what I've achieved, they even attack that and everything. But that's all right. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that because, you know, but my thing is, let's leave the kids and our parents and stuff out of it. You can do everything else, but don't attack me about that. But my thing with this is that, you know, one thing I learned a long time ago, my mother said, you're always going to have problems like this because of people that are snakes and cowards,
yeah,
or whatever, and a bunch of haters. Anything that you achieve, Joe, you're going to always have somebody that's trying to tear you down because they're not doing anything. And they want to sit up and talk about you, but you don't see them doing anything positive to further the cause that they support. Thank you.
No, and we started going down this road before the break, and I said to you, you know, Barack Obama, right, our first black president, then we had, I know you're going to say different, but our first black president, Eric Holder, our first black attorney general, and these guys, for all intents and purposes, did absolutely nothing to further the cause of the black community, to help these black inner city communities. They really did no active outreach to help them, did they?
Well, let's ask the question. If Barack Obama, he has plenty of free time now. I mean, his popularity is still high with a lot of black folks or whatever, even though they voted for Donald Trump. But anyway, why don't he go to Baltimore? Why don't he come to Chicago and straighten out these situations? But yet, if Donald Trump says something, oh, he's trying to do this and he's trying to do that, and who is he to be telling us in a black neighborhood what we need to do? Okay, well, your black leaders, where are they? I don't see none of them.
I know. I look.
Where are they?
But see, I am so glad you said that, because when I say it, again, it comes back to, why can't humans talk to human issues, right? I mean, seriously, I'm sitting here telling you, I see what happens in the black community. From an educational standpoint, I say the black community gets screwed on a regular basis because all this help goes into the inner city, but the kids don't see any of the money. And when it gets worse, instead of getting, I don't know, better teachers, better administrators, better schools, what do? We just throw more money at it. You hear that flushing sound, and it doesn't help the black community at all. So I don't know how they stand there with a straight face without somebody slapping them around and say, no, we care about the black community. We care about the people that having struggles in the inner city. Let's see how much more money we can blow and make sure they don't get any help, right?
No, it's exactly what you're saying to a degree. Like I said before, and I preach a lot of times on a lot of shows or even on my podcast and things like that, that these cities are 90%, 95% ran by black, by minorities. And at least 90% by black folks, and they run these cities. And the thing of it is, you have the money, but then you take and you do everything else, but what you're supposed to do with it, then you turn around and you say it's Whitey's fault. But yet you're the one running the city. You have the funds. So why are so many schools in Baltimore City don't have AC or heat? So my thing of it is, they don't have these units. Why? You have the money, so what's being done with it? Oh, my bag. You're spending it for yourself, or you're giving your friends a big fat retirement, so when they leave, they have a big, and then you got the audacity to take and blame it on someone else when you have the funds and have the resources. You know, my statement is, how long as a minority myself, how long as black folks do we have to continue to sit up and all join hands walk into the chopper blade just because of color of skin? Really? I mean, how long do we have to do this? How long do they have to do it? Because I refuse to do it. I'm not one of the sheep. So, you know, my thing for this, but you keep allowing, and you put these people right back in office. You put them back in office to do what?
You know,
the key word is nothing.
Well, first I want to say, you know, Carla was the one who gave me that the comment earlier that we talked about, and also Richard from Texas. Thanks for joining us tonight. But, you know, Carla's making another thing. You and I have talked about this a million times. You know, you talk about guys like Elijah Cummings, who couldn't find, when they were having the riots, he didn't know where to go. He didn't know where there was a street to go to. And that's his area. Over and over and over again, these black politicians really take advantage of the black community, the community they're supposed to represent. They won't even go down to some of these places themselves. How do they keep getting elected?
They keep getting elected because of the color of their skin. They keep getting elected because you have the intelligent voter, you have the trendy voter, and you just have to just regular just show up, and they just, you know, anything. If you tell me I can get something free, I'll show up and vote for you. That's what three voters you have in the black community, and it's not all black folks. So before someone hits me up and say that I'm an Uncle Tom or that someone's paying me or this or that, no, I just tell the truth. And if you don't want to hear the truth, then it's very easy. You can hit delete or you can turn the channel.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
yeah, my father told me that my grandfather would only vote for an Italian Democrat. And if there was no Italian Democrat, then he'd vote for the second best, which was an Irish Democrat or whatever. But he wouldn't vote for a Republican to save his butt. And that was just because of the way they were brought up and what they were taught and what they were taught that the Democrats stood for. And but other people in my family, a lot of other people in my family who were, you know, born Democrats, so to speak, have been part of the Democrat Party forever and ever and ever, they'll vote Republican. So it's kind of like you look at that stuff and you have to stop and think about what's going on. But really, what did anybody do for our community? I mean, I wish God bless, I wish my grandfather was still alive so I could say to him, what did they do for us, Grandpa? But what did they do to help you out? Why do you trust them more than other people? And he was always telling us to be self-sufficient, not to rely on anybody. So it just constantly blows my mind, this mindset that they have to vote for Dems because Dems will help them, but yet we were always taught independence. I'm just very confused here, Corey.
Well, I've been confused for a lot of years why people are more geared to voting for someone the same color as them, even though that they're crook. I mean, let's go by that track record, and let's go by some other things besides going by something. I mean, just based on color. Because they're black, that doesn't mean they're crook. Or check it out, when they're crook and they get caught, oh, we should look the other way.
Yeah, you know, talk about double standards. They're all over the place when you look at who gets caught for what at the legislative level, where these legislators have been picked up for certain things they do. Charlie Rangel, I mean, the man was a tax evasion. He moved he moved campaign money into apartment complexes he bought and everything else, and he got off with a slap on the wrist. No criminal charges whatsoever. If that was a Republican, he would have been jailed within 9 hours of admitting to doing that kind of thing. What's his name? Pee Wee Herman? Not Pee Wee Herman. What the heck? That guy's name? Wiener. You know? Remember Wiener? You know? There's a guy. Remember? Somehow somebody hijacked his phone, took a picture of his private parts, and then sent it to a 15-year-old girl in San Diego. Somehow that happened, and the Dems were backing him up. And I'm thinking, if that was a Republican, they would have hung him within 2 hours of that picture surfacing, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And see, that's the funny part of it is, you know, it's a double standard. We can do what they can't do, or they can do and we can't do. I told you, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And that's how they always been.
Yeah. Well, listen, tell people real quick where they can find you, because we're up against it.
Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter and Corey Charismatic Duncan. I know I've been kind of slacking in my podcast, but I'm going to get one out tomorrow. Got a lot of free time tomorrow, so I'm going to put something out tomorrow, put out some good information, so just keep coming to my page and keep supporting it.
All right, guys, listen, coming up in the next hour, you got to pay attention. We got a lot coming up, but here's the deal. The University of Massachusetts has a course now that promotes resistance to capitalism. I want you to think about that. No, seriously, I really want you to give it some serious thought. We got a lot of crazy stories when we come back. Also, we're going to be looking at University of Texas student leaders who push for free tampons based on a survey that says women don't want them. Of course, that's the way to do it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Remember, we've got to reset Facebook at the top of the hour. Go get some coffee. Come on back.